Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Heather Rupert. Heather is a special education coordinator and also a school psychologist at Penn Hills Charter School of Entrepreneurship, which is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. I really, really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited to talk about Penn Hills Charter School as well as and what we do. And then also we are opening up a sister high school very soon. Penn Hills Charter School has been around for 13, 14 years now. And we are a K-8 school focusing on entrepreneurship. So all of our students are not only studying reading, math, writing, science, social studies, et cetera, but they're also studying entrepreneurship. And we can talk a little bit more about that, but we hadn't had a chance to educate the older kids either. And so we're opening up a sister high school named Dominus, very close to where we're at now. It's just down the road from us. And it is a sister school for grades, for students in grades 9 and 10. And then every year we're going to add a grade on there. So that's going
to be kids advance. Yeah.
Yes.
That's very exciting. That is super exciting. I know I told you before we started that I went to your website and they were in the news. It was really well done. Nice. So at the end, you'll have to give people your website so that they can go and check that out. Cause it is so cool watching those kids doing their own little businesses and just really, I mean, they're going to come out equipped.
Oh my
really
gosh.
Equipped.
It is. It's actually a fantastic program because whenever I've been here 12 years, I've been with Penn Hills Charter School for 12 years. And whenever I first came here, I'm not necessarily an entrepreneur by nature. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how can I contribute as a special education coordinator, but also to the entrepreneurship aspect of it? I do theater. I do run theaters. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this relates to this. But on top mm-hmm. of it, we're teaching our students from K, you know, little five-year-olds all the way up to our 14-year-old eighth graders, literally life skills. You know, wow. I hear adults talk about all the time, you know, we learned square dancing in gym class, mm-hmm. but we don't know how to pay our taxes. We don't know what taxes are. We don't know how to write a check. We don't know how to job interview correctly. And of course we have physical education and we have art classes and we have tech classes. And those are things that are also important to us. Our focus is entrepreneurship. And so we teach 5 and 6 year olds at an age appropriate level. How do we interview? Every student in grades K-5, 6 have a job that they go to. Or they manage the business or they own the business. So you have the interns at the age of 5, 6 in their own classrooms learning what a job is, learning what an interview is, learning how to fill out a job application. And at 5, it might just be, this is how you write your name. And this is how you say, I want to work. You know, you check mm-hmm. out the
yeah.
word yes.
Yeah.
As you get older, right? The 13, mm-hmm. the 14, the 15 year old, it becomes real life application. And so it's all these life skills that we're actually teaching these students so that they can really be ahead in life and mm-hmm. you know, have those
prepared. You're preparing them. Absolutely.
Preparing them
yeah.
for life. Exactly.
Yeah. And they won't just be prepared. They're going to be go-getters. You're going to have go-getters that are going to change what's happening in Pittsburgh and go out there and change the world. That's exciting.
That is absolutely, you know, what we want to do is not only, you know, do we want to build entrepreneurship skills for our students, but have them change the world, come up with ideas. Mm-hmm. We have graduates, right, from our eighth grade who run their own businesses, who, you know, go on to college, who go on to business school. In fact, I was talking with a former student 2 years ago who's now at a local college named Duquesne University, and he's in the business school. And he actually said to me, Mrs. Rupert, he said, my freshman year was so easy because everything that I was being taught by my professors, I learned, and it was ingrained in me in 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Wow.
He's like, I practically could have taught those intro to business courses. And that, you know, and that just makes me feel so proud. Like, we are absolutely accomplishing what right. we're setting out to accomplish at an earlier mm-hmm. age so that they can continue to build those skills.
Fantastic. So how does that, okay, so I'm going to take it back to, how does that translate into your special education students? How do you apply that to what they're doing?
You know what's so exciting is that kids in special education learn differently. We know this.
Yeah.
And that's the entire point of a student having an individualized education program.
Mm-hmm.
And IEP. A lot of times, the traditional learning of having 25, 30 children in a classroom, large group, small group, they need that specially designed instruction, mm-hmm. right? Those SDIs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because the way that the entrepreneurship program works is that this is so hands-on that a lot of times, a lot of kids in special education really, really, really respond well to, let me see it. Let me practice it. Let me grow. Let me create it with my own hands and let me engage and be creative and think outside of the box. It's almost like this program supports the learning of our students in special education services. And so much of the information that they're learning, it's your reading, it's your math, it's your social, it's your social studies, it's your communication skills, it's your writing skills, all of these skills that we're teaching in those academic classes, we're applying to the entrepreneurship program and then vice versa. So that it sometimes works in reverse for our students with those special needs and who learn a little bit differently, right? That they're getting those skills in that entrepreneurship program and then bringing them back and relating it back to the academics.
And very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of times our students who are in need of services, you know, we do have those, you know, we have life skills, we have learning support, we have autism support, we have kids with all different types of needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all just about the labels, right, of students.
Yeah,
I'm not about that at all. But sometimes labels of services help us to understand what we can do and gives us a common language. So I wanted to make sure that you understand that that's where I'm coming from in regards
for sure.
to that. But, you know, we do give those services out, especially for those academic classes. But a lot of times for the entrepreneurship program, you know, unless there's a child who needs something specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times kids don't need the supports in the entrepreneurship program that they need.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Fantastic.
In the regular education classrooms, especially because their peers are running the businesses.
Mm.
It's not being run by a teacher. It's being run by somebody there within their age group, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so the students own the businesses, the students manage the businesses, and the students are employed in the businesses. Now, there are obviously teachers and adults in every classroom. Well,
of course.
Who are facilitating that, you know.
Understood.
If they need be, but it's a student run business. So
we understand you're not running a sweatshop. We get that.
We're not running a sweatshop. Right. We're not running a sweatshop.
I get that. But, I was thinking about that early on. I was like, we need to make that clear that you guys are doing amazing things. It's not about child labor.
No, not at all.
That's
I funny. Promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you. It's
And if you watch the video, the video on your website does an amazing job explaining it too. So if anybody has questions, they can always go there. But yeah, it's impressive. It's really exciting that you guys are doing what you're doing. And I can so see, you know, some of the autistic students and if you have a specific learning disability, I mean, so many different areas where this would just like, boom, translate right into what they're doing. So that's exciting. Yeah.
It is exciting. And for anybody who's wondering, I know the charter schools, you know, I always wonder about what are the special education, you know, population. Obviously, we are a public charter school. I want to make sure that everybody's aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't and we don't discriminate. Mm-hmm.
Right, of course.
But we have about 19% of our, we have about 530 students, give or take, in Penn Hills Charter School. And about 20% of those students, which is about state average, are in special education services.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have, you know, we are a small charter school. So we have itinerant level and we have supplemental within building, right? Mm-hmm. Within our building. If a child does need full-time support, then that would be something that we would have to take a look at going to an outside source to get those supports. Because unfortunately we are smaller. We just don't have the room for a full-time emotional support or autistic support classroom. But we do have students receiving life skills, autistic skills, emotional support skills at both the itinerant and the supplemental levels. And so we have kids with a bunch of different types of needs, who also bring really different types of strengths and creativity and ideas into our school. And they really, it's really cool to see everybody work together. And then in the classrooms, we do a lot of push-in. We try to do a lot of push-in. Sometimes we need to take it out for that small group reteaching. We know that. Mm-hmm. But we have teachers going into the classrooms, co-teaching with the regular education classroom, and then also pulling out. So that's what our special education program kind of looks like in regards to the type of services that we have. And then we also have a social worker. We have a school counselor. And, you know, they do, as well as myself being the school psychologist, but they do a lot of social skill groups, anger management groups, individualized therapy when needed. Right. So that we get that emotional support that way as well.
I think it's really great that that you're a school psychologist as well. I'm a speech therapist, and you know we're related services, but there's so much connection. I'm sure that in that you've taken from this role and brought into, and that's not to say that other people can't do it, but I think that it just does prepare you, especially and when you're talking about how you guys, the model that you guys are using, I think that it all just kind of meshes together very well, which is really great.
Yeah, it really does. And that's really why I love that perspective of whenever I'm supervising the program and supervising the teachers, I really have that mental health background. The teachers have an education background. So their expertise is in there, and my expertise is in mental health. And we work so well together, and we respect each other so much, and we have such great communication that it really, really amplifies what we can do and how we can do that and the services that we can give our families and our students. It really, really helps that, you know, we have both the education and the mental health side to work with students, but also to work with families. I am a huge proponent of working with families. And I always believe that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
To team.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I know it's a little trite, but it really, really does take a village. And when the school and home work together and have communication skills and have a good relationship and have an open relationship with the other, we can actually move mountains, right? Mm-hmm. And we can really, really help a child become and reach their full potential. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my philosophy is you always have to be truthful, honest, communicative, respectful of parents. And I think from there, a relationship can be built, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because without respect and trust, it's not going to work. And I think that it is a school's job, it is an administrator's job, it's a teacher's job to reach out to parents with that. Because I know sometimes parents, guardians don't always have the best experiences sometimes, and it can sometimes be a fight, and I'm well aware of that. I've seen that with my own family, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have aimed at creating a culture of openness, of honesty, and I think that as long as you have that, and you can talk openly, honestly, and respectfully with each other, that, you know, even if there's disagreements, that's okay. That's what makes the world go round.
That's
whenever
right.
you have a disagreement and different perspectives, that means that you can grow and get a better solution than what either one of the sides has. Right? It's not always aggressive, or it's not always a fight. It's always like, oh, you think this way, I think this way. Let's try to figure out why and what might work best for that child. And that's what it's really about, right? Yeah. And I think that,
Bottom line is the student, the child, right? Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you have that trust in the family and they understand that, and that they understand that you're coming from a good place, then that's what's going to help. And that's what really changes and makes a school, not just a school, but a community.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like you have a great team, and you fostered that and fostered those values into your team and into what you do. And that's really great. I think when you have, you know, when you have a mission and like you guys have, and you have really good vision and values, it drives everything. You know, it's one of those things where you just have to, if you live your mission every day, it makes a difference. And ultimately, the children are the ones that win. And the next generation, we're growing the next generation. And that's why Brighter Together is so important, because we really want to talk about and highlight the amazing things that are happening all over the United States with schools and with what you're doing. And it's exciting, and not everybody's going to hear about you. I mean, I didn't know what you guys were doing until we invited you to be on the podcast. And how great is that? So I'm always happy to make sure that we highlight and just are putting out there the amazing things that are happening. And that's, and you guys are doing it. And that's really, really neat. So.
Well, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on here. And,
yeah.
I really appreciate it, and I'm honored to be a guest. Before we get going, I would love to give out our website who's interested.
We will. That's at the very end. One more question for you. We've been talking for 16 minutes, believe
it or
not.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, isn't that great? It's great. It's been a great conversation. And just you talked about getting going. I'm like, we're almost to the end, girl. Okay.
I'm a talker.
No. And this is what it's about. I mean, what you're doing and what you've said and everything that you said is your passion, and it comes through, and we want that. I'm the same way. I mean, you get me talking about Lighthouse and Lookout. You know, I'm just,
right.
I love what I've done and what I've created. And I love the fact that we are able to do this podcast so that we can give back to the community and give back to others because we are, well, it's a Brighter Together podcast because we're brighter together, right?
We
really are. And that's my out. I just gave up my out, but that's okay. But I do have one other question, and I try to, and I've missed twice now. I was so proud of myself. I was like, I only missed once, and today I interviewed somebody else and I forgot. But if you could, this is a question, and I try to ask this of everybody. If you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve?
Well, you know, I know this. I know this. I think that it would be I would love to have, and this is in a magical world, right?
Yeah,
nobody has this.
I want
a special education teacher in every classroom. That would be and then that way you want to talk about co-teaching, it would be all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be that special education support in every classroom for every child. Right. Almost at like five student to one adult ratio for the special education services.
Wow.
That's what I would love, especially with the co-teaching. And then you could level all of the groups all of the time. I think that it would be miraculous.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great answer. It's a great, it tells, and the reason I ask those questions is because it really gets to the heart of what people, where is your heart? Where is your, you know, it can be, we don't have enough money, you know, it can be whatever. It can be, you know, but I love that question because it's really, you know, what is the thing that's the hardest or the biggest challenge, but that you love the kids so much that you want them to always have access to that. And it's the answers have been amazing. And again, you have given a great one, and I love that. So thank you so much. And I will give you the opportunity, Heather, please. Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. Where should people go if they want to learn more about your school?
Thank you so much, Janet. I appreciate your time here. If you'd love to learn more about Penn Hills Charter School, you can go to phcharter.org. And on that website, you can explore pretty much all aspects of our school. We have the entrepreneurship education on there. That's a whole tab. If you wanted to learn a little bit more about our special education program, it's right under the tab of parents and guardians. And it's right there. It's one click away, special education.
Nice.
And it talks about what services are available, what special education is in our school. And then I also have about 7 or 8 training packets that our department has created throughout the past couple years that parents can have access to. And it's not just Pennsylvania based. Of course, it's a little bit more specific to that. But if any parents are taking a look at, you know, wanting to know, I'm just taking a look right now, what a typical middle school student acts like, you know, if you want to take a look at that, have that resource, or what does, you know, how do we take charge of our child's mental health? You can see that.
Nice.
And again,
yeah,
there's additional information about Pennsylvania's special education on that. But if anybody ever wants to just message me or have any questions or want to start a conversation with me, I would love that. My email is on the website as well. So
Fantastic. Please
feel free to reach out and contact me.
Thank you, Heather. That is so great. People are going to be blessed because of this conversation, and now it's out there. That's fantastic. And that video is right there, right on that main page, the video I was talking about. So that's, so if you're curious about it, definitely go and check them out. It's really neat. And it was really, really nice to see Dr. Wayne Jones on there talking about the school and what's happening, and his vision is great as well. So thanks once again for being here. Thanks for your passion, your love of the kids. It shines through. It really does.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. And if you, like I said, if you want to learn more, please feel free to look up Brighter Together, because we really are brighter when we work together. So have a blessed day, everybody.